babies, breakups, love. Stay tuned for another exciting episode of Being Mary Jane After Show on Black Hollywood Live. Okay, we're shining tonight with DJ Khaled, little Beyonce, little Jay-Z. Okay, this song has me pumped, just like this episode tonight.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Girl, so many things happened. I cannot wait to get into it. I am your host, Sahai Wilson, tonight. We're missing a couple of people, but let's get into that. This song... my jam right now.
I'm feeling it. Yes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another week of Being Mary Jane After Show. I'm your girl, Sahai. Catch me on Instagram, Twitter, and sometimes on Snapchat. Just sometimes. At Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsahai. And who do I have with me tonight?
Hey, hey, I'm Sarah Lyons. Thanks for tuning in. And you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness. Lioness with a Y, Sarah with an H.
So tonight we're covering episode 9, season 4, mm-hmm. Getting Serious.
Yes.
Some people were not getting serious tonight, unfortunately. But there was a lot of the L word thrown around.
Yes.
I mean, so many surprises.
So many surprises. We only have one episode left before the mid-season finale.
I can't believe it.
All this drama is unfolding. I'm not ready.
They're keeping it good till the end. Good till the last drop. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. Now, we are missing our other two ladies tonight, Miss Paris and Miss McCall.
Yes.
Unfortunately, but they'll be back next week.
For the finale.
Yes.
All four of us.
All together again. And I apologize. I was out last week, but I'm back mm-hmm. and better than ever.
Yes.
So let's get into this episode.
Into it.
Okay. We had a lot going on. Justin was being fast tonight, okay?
He was. He was moving right in for the kill, and I'm here for it.
Well, we started this episode, right, with Lee trying to figure out what he was going to do about his wife mm-hmm. and this whole sperm donation thing.
Yes.
Now, I was surprised about the way he was so torn and distraught by
right.
this.
Right. What's the confusion, Lee? That should be a quick nope.
Right.
I mean, what are we thinking about?
Now, do you think Lee should have been distraught or MJ should have been distraught? Like, who should have been distraught in this whole situation?
Well, MJ definitely was. She was concerned. Her feelings were hurt. I think she was more so hurt by the fact that Lee was waffling back and forth. Like, you should be, like, I'm your woman.
Right.
Like, you and I are together. You're ex. You are not a thing anymore. So right. you having a baby with her is just not an option. So,
and Lee, you already got kids,
you
okay?
already have kids with
Two.
Her.
Two.
Y'all are good.
Your time's done.
You're good.
Who don't got kids? MJ.
Thank you. This woman wants to move on without you, then she needs to move on without you and your sperm.
I mean,
right?
she got a whole new girlfriend.
Right. A whole new situation.
Already cheated on you.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't know she cheated with a man.
That part was a surprise
I was
to
like,
me, too.
Oh, did we mention that? Because she cheated with a man, but then said, oh, no, I'm going to settle. Not settle, but I want to be with a woman.
Now, look, does that prove that you got to treat them bad sometimes and they still love you? Because here it is, MJ doing right by him for the first time.
Right.
And he like, I don't know if I want to, I still might want to have a baby with my ex.
Yes.
I mean, why would you even be considering that?
Thank you.
In a whole new deal. And he needed time. Now, if you're having
an argument. Space.
By himself. Now, if you're having an argument with your man and he tells you, I need to step away to think about what I'm going to do with my ex, how are you going to feel about that?
I'm going to be real salty about it.
Me too.
Sorry, what do we need to figure out? Your ex should not be in the picture at all anymore.
It's a
what
hard
do you need
thing.
To step away? I mean, and without me, like, I would want to be included. This is a huge, obviously it's his decision, but you need time away from me. To think about something with your ex, like, that'll make me feel a little insecure.
And at what point did he say, how do you feel about this? I don't think I heard that. Exactly, Lee.
Lee?
Skating on thin ice with this situation here. Mm. But you know who is not on thin ice? Our lovely YouTube viewers who are here with us every week.
Yes.
Let me give some shout outs. We have Erica Starkey, who wrote in last week.
Yes, Erica.
Billy, thank you so much. We have Quintessential 2. Thank you so much for your support. We also have Icy Blue Sapphire. I like that name.
I love that.
And of course, the OG Phoenix Money Penny.
Thank you
so much. How you doing? We also have Done 226 and Michelle Evans Brock.
Okay.
I'm waiting to, is your, tell me if your mom
I don't
wrote
know
in.
If my mom
okay.
Wrote this time.
Smoothie Baby, is that your mom?
No. Okay.
And that seems to be it. Thank you guys so much for your support. Our shows are getting like over 1,000 views, so that's amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
Please stick with us, and we appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So then we move on to Orlando with his fine self showing up to Kara's drunk, and which I thought was so cute because
it was cute.
Like he's like, I'm mononymous.
Mononymous. What like, was it? Not unanimous this time. So he was close.
He's getting closer. He's getting better. It's like he can't even say the word because it just was never in his vocabulary.
It's brand new. What is it? It's been a couple days.
Yeah.
And he's, I'm still staying strong.
But I mean, I appreciate that.
It's
like,
so
you know, he could have gone anywhere late at night.
You're right.
After a drunken night of partying.
And he even said that. He's like, I was out partying, but I came here.
Which is sweet.
So cute.
I saw.
See, unlike Lee. He knows what he wants.
Lee said, I got to be alone. And Orlando said, I need to be with you. You see, Lee, that learn from him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Learn from him. Now, at this point, a little bit shortly after, Orlando claims Kara on camera.
Oh, my gosh. And the whole news team was here for it. Garrett.
Okay.
Everybody.
Garrett was all over it.
Everybody. It was like, oh, come, you need to see this. And they're all in support. Like, I thought that was so adorable.
But what was so funny, Garrett was like, yeah, we've been observing this. We knew.
We knew what was going down.
Yeah. See, that's why people think when you have a workplace romance, nobody's going to know. But everybody is actually
watching.
We all
know. It's hard to hide that kind of stuff. Okay.
That chemistry. Because the chemistry, like I was observing in their love scene, the chemistry between Orlando and Kara is strong.
It is on point.
I mean, I understand why.
It's believable.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. I'd be, you know, really putting all of myself into that role if
seriously.
I were her. So.
But I mean, but what woman does not want, this man is claiming you on national TV.
Girl.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yes. Like, that's even better than Facebook official.
Definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people can't even get a text or phone call
back. I can't even be in the picture on your Insta story. Like, I'm here. I'm with you. Okay. You don't want anyone to know. That's
exactly.
Fine.
Getting cropped out, only seeing the shoulder and stuff. Yeah. So, then MJ has an opportunity to fill in for Rhonda because Michael Ealy that she could go, that Rhonda and Kara would go to the Virgin Islands to cover a story, which was very
sneaky. Get out
sneaky.
Of town, yes.
I was like, this is, this. Now, a part of me hoped that we would then see Orlando go to the Virgin Islands with Kara. We were going to see like a love beach
scene. Vacation.
Right?
Yeah.
But that did not happen. Maybe that wasn't in the budget yet. But
not yet.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully. Oh, well, maybe not.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. So when Erin is talking to MJ, now, but there was a time before where I mentioned MJ is like such a well-rounded woman. She knows about politics. She knows about sports. She knows about fashion. She knows about food. And here, her knowledge of sports helped her in her conversation with Erin because he brought up some kind of sports.
Football play.
Yeah, I was
situation.
Like, what? I was like,
Touchdown.
And MJ, exactly, run the play. What?
Right.
So, but MJ knew, and
she was ready.
And she was like, yeah, when during the Super Bowl, she was able to speak that language, which I appreciated.
And so did Erin.
Didn't he?
It's like, okay.
But Erin was a little playboy.
Erin is a playboy. Sleeping with all these women in the office, but making them think
that they were the only one.
Right.
But isn't that how it is? Like, again, here's another series of relationships that people didn't think everyone else knew about, but actually they do.
Yeah.
And when Kara was like, when the girl was screaming at Erin and Kara was like, oh, she's just finding out.
Yeah.
The tables were turned.
Yes.
Like, everybody knew about Kara's relationship and she didn't know. And then here it is. She knows. But that's how it is in a workplace. You think
that's
nobody's
so
talking about you and everybody's talking about you.
Yeah. Or even when Rhonda was saying that, she would whisper in Aaron's ear, like, who to pick.
Right.
So, but these girls think, you know, oh, sleep with him. Aaron's making the decision.
Right, right.
So,
there's always something going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
So then Rhonda invites MJ for tea. Well, coffee.
Kenyan coffee.
And Rhonda said, you know what? I'm going to ask you how you want it, but then I'm going to do it the way I think you should have
it. You should put some sugar in there. I don't care that you just said black.
So MJ said black, but then she liked the way Rhonda prepared her tea. Do you feel, her coffee. Do you feel like MJ, like Rhonda's schooling her, like, you're not there yet, but when you are a true woman like myself, you'll get the finer things like this. Do you feel like
probably.
She's like schooling her a little
Rhonda
bit?
Rhonda is definitely or she thinks that she's better than MJ, and that she's obviously more mature, she's more knowledgeable. Like, I don't know. She's trying to school MJ, make her think, like, I know what's up, so don't tell me. Like, I'm going to tell you.
Right. And on the low, like, girl, let me teach you something.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, of course.
And then when she brought up that darn foundation, I was like, we back to this darn shady foundation. I thought it was closed.
It needs to be.
Right. I don't know what this foundation does. Now they're giving out coffee. I'm very confused about what happens with this foundation.
But MJ held her own.
She did. Okay.
She was like, thank you, Rhonda. I'm good.
Right.
Like,
and I love the subtlety of her taking the coffee cup off the coaster because she knew it would irk Rhonda.
Yes.
So she was like, bish, I see you, and I'm going to annoy you with this small but subtle move.
Yes.
But
love it.
MJ's moves weren't subtle. So clarify this for me. She set up the girl with the short hair. So the girl with the short hair was not really sleeping with Aaron. She just made it look like that to make the other girl jealous?
I think she was, but I think that MJ just wanted to bring it to Natalie's attention.
Got it.
Like, oh, wait, what's happening here?
So she could see it.
Yeah, but I'm surprised, though, that Natalie just volunteered the information, like, yep, you know, I faked my orgasm, I slept with him. Like, why would you just air that dirty laundry?
You know, she's been an open book the whole time. She, you know, and I appreciate that about her. She hasn't exactly been hiding what she's been up to, and she's one of the few people in the office that's like,
like, this is why,
yeah, out with it, not really hiding anything. So
right,
I liked
after
that.
MJ congratulated her, she's like, well, you know, I mean, we slept together.
Right, because I thought she was going to be like, me? No, I would never do anything like that. Yeah. Meanwhile, Natalie's like, yes, girl, and I faked it.
Yes. And I'm just like, well, I guess you're not the only one faking it.
Right.
Like, but I'm surprised that Natalie, like, blew up at you Aaron, know. Like, oh, do you actually, you care?
You know, when you know they say when the hormones are involved,
you're right. You're
and,
right.
You know,
that
you're exchanging soul ties. You know, maybe she felt she had a bond. Plus, she could have been faking her orgasm with anybody, but chose to fake it with Aaron. That was a waste of her time.
You're right.
So Justin later meets Lee for the first time.
That was a moment.
Okay, Lee comes by to finally, MJ's been ignoring him. He comes by to tell her his decision because MJ's busy with work. She doesn't want to hear what Lee has to say about this whole baby situation. She's got bigger fish to fry. Lee is like, baby, I need to see you. I'm coming down to your job, which I appreciate that. Okay. You know, like, you
talk
know.
To me in person.
Yes, but I also appreciate the fact that he knows, hey, she's ignoring me. I can tell. Let me go down her job and, like, fix this face to face.
Yeah, but Lee's always, like, he's always been great with communicating. So
that's
a plus.
Mm-hmm. He's a good communicator. Except that time last week when he was using her life experiences for his comedy bit. Did not appreciate
too
that.
Much.
That was too much. So Justin and Lee meet for the first time, and Justin says, "What do you do again? Construction?
Construction, Justin?
Justin?
Really?
Who knew you were so shady?
Right, and then."
Actually, I knew them. Light eyes. I told you. Don't trust them.
See? Yes. And he's like, I've heard so much about you. Construction, right?
And Lee took it like such a gentleman. He was like, not exactly.
Close. Comedy. you can tell Lee was looking at this pretty man like...
this is not what you told me about. Yes. Yeah. And so when MJ brought up the fact that she's been focused on work, he's like, working on what
this
and
kind
whom?
Of with him? Work with...
Right.
Okay.
So I thought that was cute because it was the first time I saw Justin jealous.
Yes.
Or
Lee jealous.
Both of them jealous.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and this brings me back to the old MJ that had multiple men fighting over her.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
I
welcome
appreciate
back,
that
MJ.
So much.
Welcome back.
My question from MJ would be like, oh, Justin, where's your girlfriend?
Well, you know, sometimes there are things you don't want to know. When
you're
you
right.
don't want to know, you don't ask.
You're right. You're
because,
right. Don't ask. Don't
you know,
tell. Don't get to know.
Plus, she's very busy with work. She had to focus on this whole Rhonda situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this moment, Lee says, I love you. And I just melt because it's like, it's genuine. And MJ doesn't get to hear that often. It's
you're
nice
right.
to see often. And this time, she didn't have to ask for it.
She didn't tell me you love me.
It was, he did it on his own, which was nice. It was beautiful.
It was appreciated.
But you're still not
I mean,
team-y.
I was already, no. And especially now that we got some stuff stirring up. Bye,
Oh, see, you're just wrong. You're just wrong. Now, one thing, you know how I do talk about the fashions regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Lee had that same coat on again.
You're not a fan of the coat?
The coat actually it works for him.
I was going to say, it's a nice coat.
But is it the same coat, just a different color? Can somebody help me? Let me know. Is Lee wearing the same coat every episode, or is it just a different color of the same cut?
Okay, Lee is a comedian. I don't think Lee has a full wardrobe of different coats.
You're right.
I mean, I know a couple people, they only have, you know, a couple coats for winter.
Maybe one coat.
Just one coat.
Okay, look, I get it. I get it. I just, you know, expected, you know, him to step it up a little bit. Maybe right. MJ bought him a coat. I don't know. Maybe she exchanged all those toys that she bought for the kids the other week and bought Lee a coat. Oh, I don't know. God. But the coat looks great. I just was wondering. Yeah. Just was wondering.
Oh, and okay, I know we're past the kids, but that just made me think of...
Go back to the kids, please.
These grown kids, so worried about having a baby sibling. Were you... Did that catch you off guard?
Do kids even worry about that when they're teenagers?
You want a baby sibling when you're... A teenager?
Basically out the house and you worrying about your own self-pleasure and you ain't worrying about no baby.
Right. Like, no, that's not a thing.
Do you think he was just using it as an excuse? Oh, I wanted to give my kids something that they really wanted. What?
No, that was definitely an excuse.
Lee, it was all him, right?
He said he felt, well, she asked him if he would feel left out, but.
Right. Now, I don't know about this situation. Like, I thought when exes break up, you get a divorce. The feelings are long gone. Actually, but you see with these celebrities, especially like sometimes these basketball players, they go back and have a baby again, even though they have the new girlfriend.
So messy.
It gets very messy. So, you know, love is a crazy thing. Whew. Do you think Lee still loves his ex-wife?
Yeah, he said that, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess he did.
He's like, I mean, what do you say that? She's my best friend or something? That whole best friend mess.
Girl.
If you don't move it right along, I should be.
Tell me how you really feel about this best friend thing.
I am a firm believer that whoever your significant other is, if it is really as serious as that relationship should be, that should be your best friend.
I know, but maybe him and MJ are building up to the best friend thing.
That's true.
And him and the ex-wife already have the kids, so they had more time to be best friends.
Okay, so what do you think about situations where, like, okay, obviously you're still getting to know each other, but then eventually don't you kick the old best friend to the curb and then with this new one? Like, you gotta let it go sometimes.
I've had experience with this where I've been the best friend or I've been the new person and the guy has a... His ex is his best friend. It's very uncomfortable.
Right, isn't it?
Now, for me, like, I try to respect the guy. Like, when I was the best friend, I try to respect his relationship. I'm like, listen, like, that's your girl. I get it. You know, you are building a future with her. You know, I'm trying to build a future with somebody else.
Thank you.
So we're going to have to build our futures with other people.
Yes.
And this best friend thing may have to, you know, dissolve on its own.
The relationship changes. Like, you still check in with each other, but there's no call and texting all the time. Like, that's not appropriate.
Plus, I don't like when my guy friends tell their girlfriends
stuff about
like, look, she didn't need to know when I did that with
whom.
Thank
you.
Like, come on now. That's our
Because remember,
stories.
We had that problem in the last episode.
Right.
With her knowing all their business. Like,
Lee,
what is between us?
Exactly. Lee, he just doesn't know the boundaries. I think that's Lee's issue.
Yeah.
Lee doesn't have, what are your boundaries, Lee? You're talking MJ's business at the comedy club. Mm. You're trying to make babies with your ex-girlfriend. Mm. Where do you draw the line?
Right.
But he's always a good sport, and he was definitely a good sport with that whole Justin thing, because some guys would have got upset.
Especially as fine as... I know you're not really a Michael Ealy fan, but as fine as Justin is, and, you know, Lee... He's like, oh, my...
Lee had on
man.
That fine jacket today, though.
Oh. his one coat.
His one jacket. Lee be popping in that one jacket, though. I appreciate that.
Oh,
so, you know, Orlando... And Kara's son have their own separate relationship.
Yes.
Now, she previously asked him, listen, don't text my kids. But when this relationship went public, you know, she's talking to her son on FaceTime. First of all, I noticed that the son's acne has cleared. I'm excited about
That's
awesome. That's great. And she, every time Kara talks to her son, she's like scolding him, like, don't do this, don't do that. And he's like, Mom, I already know.
Thank you.
Now, I'm like, girl, you are... miles away, there's only but so much you can do. Like, basically kind of like a FaceTime parent.
That's true.
Which is sad, right?
I know.
But it seems like Orlando has more of a bond with her sons than she does.
Yeah.
So here it is, you know, she was like, you know, it's not real what you're seeing in these blogs. And he's like, I know, Orlando told me already.
Right.
And he told me that, you know, it's about what's on the inside.
I know. look at Orlando stepping up, giving great advice to her teenage son.
I appreciate
that. And it also, what did the son say that it was helping him at school and his dating life?
Okay, like he's getting props at school. Girls who've never even talked to him before are talking to him now. So, you know, the perks for...
This is good, Mom.
Right. They're not only for Kara, but they're also for her children, which we would have thought would have made her more comfortable with the relationship. But
Kara is just...
She's just torn.
Pessimistic.
Yeah, I mean, she's been hurt before.
I know.
And you know what I thought about? Is this the first time both MJ and Kara are in healthy relationships?
Right, with men that...
Love them?
Yeah.
At the same damn time.
They don't know what to do with themselves.
That's the thing. You know, when you're so used to the messed up,
the
bad treatment. When you're so used to the bad treatment,
you're just waiting for it to come.
Exactly, you don't know how to act when somebody treats you good. It's actually like, okay, this is actually throwing me off. Yeah. What do I do now? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's what's, you know, making them both uncomfortable.
Yeah, Kara's waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's just like, girl, if you don't enjoy this, Orlando has really done nothing for her to be insecure, for her to wonder.
I mean, she does see him on the blogs and.
But he tells her about it.
I know.
And didn't she tell him that that's good for his
image?
That's
true.
See, I'm doing what you said, babe.
Right, you see.
Like, and then I come home to you.
I know. See, she needs to pick a lane. Either you want him to be in the streets to fake the funk, or you want him to be at home with you. So having it both ways is going to be difficult with a celebrity.
That's so true. So, and that's what she doesn't like, the fact he's a celebrity.
I know. Now, have you ever let social media affect a relationship that you were in? Like, did you ever see something online that you had to question about?
Yes.
And what'd you do about
it? It's so messy. I mean, I didn't say anything because it's embarrassing. I mean, like, if you talk about something on social media, like, who's just commenting on all your pictures? And who's just, like, I don't know. It's just, I just feel like it's a whole nother level of mess. It's just, like, I don't want to deal with.
Yeah, I can't say I've actually brought it up. I kind of put it in my storage bin for like later.
I can pop this up if
just in
something
case.
Actually comes to light. And I'm
exactly.
Like, oh, I caught that.
Because you can't have them knowing that you're, like, cyber-stalking them. And then cyber-stalking whoever tagged them. And then,
look crazy? Yeah. How did I end up on her page? I don't know.
It led me there.
Yeah.
You know, and men usually already think we're crazy, so we can't add, like, fuel to the fire.
Right. It's like, well, I saw that you were with her last month on this date. You didn't tell me that you were with her. Like, how did you know that while I was on her page?
And you were wearing them red bottom shoes that I bought you.
Oh my God. Ooh, social media is a whole nother monster.
I don't know how, like, wives and girlfriends deal with it. Like, I'm usually on the, you know, I'm just, you know, someone dating and seeing these things. But, like, if I was a wife of a celebrity,
like, especially. You're in all the gossip blogs and pictures getting taken all the time. It's like, I'm not ready today. I'm not. Like,
it's hard. It's hard. So Kara,
that would be difficult.
I could see how. And then she's sensitive about her age. And,
I know.
And then here it is. MJ's being the supportive friend telling her, like, babe, you were already in love.
You're in love. Stop fighting
She didn't know she was already in love. She didn't. It was so hard for her.
It was.
To just, like, come to terms with that.
Like, Kara, you can be happy.
I know. I think because... I feel like as a producer, you're always in control of situations.
Yes.
Like, you're always problem solving. You're the fixer. You're fixing things for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is, love and emotions were things that she had no control of. Especially, again, someone being nice. She comes from a bad marriage. Mm-hmm. The ex-husband was, you know, that was kind of difficult for a really long time. So I think you become comfortable in that difficult space. Speaking of that, I saw, like, this Keisha Cole interview on The Breakfast Club today. And she... seemed like her marriage also kind of kept her in that space where she's, like, on edge, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it's, like, sad
so
when you
sad.
Lose that, like, that carefree nature you used to have, you know? It's difficult. But you also went on a little date this evening, didn't you?
I did go on a date.
How was it?
It was good.
Good. I mean, are you going to go on another date?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Back to the show.
Okay. We'll discuss next week.
I don't like my life being public. Okay, like Kara.
Fine. Yes. Cool. I'll leave it alone. I'll ask you later. So, the chemistry between Orlando and Kara is just, like, off the charts.
Oh, my gosh.
And MJ has then, you know, made sure that Aaron... gets messed up. She made sure that he picks her for this Rhonda seat that she thinks she's getting.
And threw Rhonda off, too. She was not ready for it.
Rhonda was not ready, you know. It shook her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, this is my story. I'm going to Virgin Islands. But then when she sees what's happening, she always knows what to say to throw MJ off.
Yeah.
Which is, oh my every time I think MJ's going to be have smooth sailing, Rhonda comes in and
swoops in with something like, oh my God, can you just...
I know. So Kara and MJ have this girl talk where Kara's packing for Virgin Islands and MJ's telling her, listen, you're going to be fine. You just need to accept that this is a new situation. Yeah. And seeing that them talk together, I remember that remember in the first couple of seasons, there were a lot of these type of girl talk moments.
Yes, little powwows.
Yeah, and I missed that.
Yeah, I missed that too.
So you're it was right. nice to see. But you know what I realized also that in the past, the girl talk, like all the storyline was MJ focused. Mm-hmm. And now I think you said this, that it's we're getting to see the lives of everyone else. Because
yes,
we've never really
nice.
Delved into Kara's life this mm-hmm. much before.
No.
So,
but I'm here for it. I like it. Just to see a different side to Kara, and like you want her to open up because she's so great at what she does.
Right.
She's so driven and just business focused. And so it's just like, can you just enjoy being in love and like let the good come to your life? Okay.
Exactly. So MJ thinks it's smooth sailing. She gets her new hair put in.
What do we think about this?
This anchorwoman
this
hair.
This swoop. What was that?
It was kind of helmet hair like.
It was not a good look. I was not a fan.
It
made her look older.
It did age her.
It made her look old. Like what?
You know what I was thinking was like, okay, so you don't tell me you cut them tracks, okay? Hopefully that is a new wig because I'm sure she paid good money for them
right,
tracks.
Those long,
right,
long,
she
yes.
need her long hair back for the next day. So,
oh my God.
But I thought, you know what? Here's MJ doing what she has to do mm-hmm. to play this role. So she was like, put me in the dress. Let's get the hair done.
Yes.
Now, you saw the hairstylist asked her about Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the night before, right?
Remind me what happened the night before.
She was practicing.
Oh, right. But he didn't. Did he know that?
No, but I'm just saying that moment.
So MJ, you know, Rhonda throws her off her game, mm-hmm. and she's practicing in the office by herself.
Late night.
Okay. And she calls Justin to come to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Justin had on his suit jacket. I thought he had come from a date or something. He was looking kind of nice.
Like, why do you still have your work clothes on, Justin?
He was ready, okay? Justin comes over like the knight in shining armor and gives MJ a pep talk.
He's just been so supportive. Like, he is...
I don't trust him.
He is all the way in MJ's corner, and it's just like, he's saying all the right things and doing all the right things, and he's just like... You don't, okay.
Justin,
you know what?
I'm giving you the side eye, Justin, because I just don't trust you. I know you have something up your sleeve. I saw it when he did that little touch on the chin.
Yes, because he's falling for MJ.
Okay, you know what? Remember, did you ever see the movie The Best Man?
Yes.
Remember when he said, Morris Chestnut said his move was like the touch on the front.
The kiss.
Yes. Diggs had the kiss on the frontal mm-hmm. lobe because he knew that's what would get girls
right.
all the time. Justin mm-hmm. has the chin move, Justin. You ain't slick.
And
I see you.
He kept that.
See, you getting all, you can't even speak
I'm
when you start
you,
talking
y'all,
about
that
Justin.
That moment was like, oh my God, touch my face.
Sarah was getting all riled up as we were watching.
I was like, he kept his hands on her face for a long time.
He did.
I think, but it was a really great moment because I feel like that was the first time where MJ was like, you could see the light like switch on her head or switch on in her head. She's like, oh, I never saw you like this before.
See, Justin knows Ooh. MJ is a sexual being.
He turned on that sexy voice, too.
So he's trying to get her where she's weak, okay? Things ain't right with Lee.
He doesn't know that, though. He just saw Lee. He's like, I'm more attractive.
Well, he knows. He probably makes more money. He spends more time with her. He's with her at work all the day.
So he
knows where he can slip in through the cracks mm-hmm. of a relationship, you know? He knows it's a new relationship. The foundation isn't very solid yet. And he knows the type of men that MJ has dated in the past. So he's contemplated this.
Yeah.
Justin, you ain't slick, and I see you, okay? So this touch, I was like, oh, this is what we doing now, Justin? Just touching chins and stuff late at night?
In the dark.
Just touch me in the morning and walk away, because that's what he did.
That's what he did. And he's like, hey, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. So then MJ's in the, you know, getting her helmet hair done for the next day. And here, the hairstylist, he saw it. So again, we see the budding rumor start in the workplace mm-hmm. because people are watching.
Of course, always. Always. And they're spending lots of private time together with the office doors closed, blinds shut. True. What are y'all doing in there?
Also, you know, when it was MJ and Kara, you have two women.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, they're just work buddies. Mm-hmm. But once it's male-female, mm-hmm. there's always the...
Oh, y'all getting real close.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Because even if they're not doing something, if it's two attractive people, I'm going to be like, you sure you ain't doing
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you don't like him? Are you sure you don't like him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. You know people who, like, especially, like, married people or people who aren't already in relationships, mm-hmm. if they're bored, they love to like play matchmaker for other people, so I'm sure that's
always,
you know, happening.
Yeah.
So we talked about MJ's anchor hair, which, you know,
and then Rhonda swoops in.
She swoops in. Rhonda's supposed to be
in the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands. Have you ever been to the Virgin Islands?
No, have you?
I have.
Was it beautiful?
It was lovely. I went as a child. It's time for another trip, but yes. I had a great time. So Kara calls. She's like, Rhonda left early this morning. I don't know what's going on, but I said, this Rhonda is a sneaky bitch. Sneaky.
So she only went to the Virgin Islands. Like, there was just supposed to be an interview, but right. down there, right? She's right. like, you know what? I'm going to interview you back at the studio. Let's go.
And then to hear that she got a private jet.
Rhonda.
Cool. But you know what? The foundation,
of course.
She knows billionaires from the foundation. Because I was like, what billionaire does Rhonda know? But you know what? I guess I'm sleeping on Rhonda's, like, you know, expertise and level of credibility.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's been in the game a long time.
Of
she
course.
Has.
She knows all the right people.
She has a lot of clout. You're right.
Swooped in there.
So Rhonda comes back from the Virgin Islands, not only by herself, but with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And not
Another
only...
Another high-profile interview. Okay,
right.
Rhonda.
Not She's okay. not doing her regular morning show. She's no. like, I've brought a special guest to mm-hmm. follow up on this amazing story that I already did.
Yes. Even Aaron was behind the cameras.
Right.
It's okay, but don't worry. There'll be another chance.
Aaron, you know what? Because Aaron worried about his woman.
You're right.
Women's.
Women.
Okay. He's like, who I'm going to be with now? Because
yeah,
I ain't got nobody.
Left?
They both,
I mean,
they both mad at me.
Everyone caught me.
Goodness.
Gosh.
So Rhonda, you know, Rhonda kind of wins this, and MJ goes off. I was like, here you go with these anger issues again.
And in the office, can you wait till you go home or leave, go out on the street, something?
Right. See, well, Lee knew he did not want to blow up at her, so he stepped away.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in the moment, you know, she got the helmet here, locking her brain in,
right.
you know. She was like, okay, I just got to blow off some steam mm-hmm. here in the off. Then Justin
yeah.
comes swooping in.
It's like, okay, let me close the door. Let me close the blinds. Like, girl, if you don't calm down.
Trying to protect her, which
yeah.
I appreciate. And the fact that this whole plan was Justin. So
it
MJ
was.
Blamed Justin for his plan failing.
It was a good idea. How was he supposed to know that Rhonda was going to be swooping in on a private jet?
Maybe he
did. It was
did
a good
know.
Idea. You really think Justin is being sneaky?
You know, Rhonda brought him in, and I don't feel like
but
he's...
But they had that.
That, I know, that close talking conversation where they was real mad at each other. Yes. But, you know, I still feel like Justin has allegiance to Rhonda, and he's wearing MJ down. He's
oh
with
God.
His chin touching and light eyes. He knows what he's
Girl,
doing. And I think Rhonda put him up to it.
That would break my heart.
Whatever.
Well, that kiss seems real, real. And MJ, it wasn't just Justin swooping in. I saw her face move forward, too. They were both like, this is
she
the
moment.
She was
vulnerable, okay? She went from angry to lustful feelings.
And he was all in her ear like, don't worry, I believe in you. You're going to get in that chair. You're going to do this. You're going to...
I love a good pep talk. Like,
of
you know,
course,
especially,
like, oh my God.
I know, someone who you thought didn't like you and wasn't on your team, and now he's giving you a great pep talk in a vulnerable
and he's
moment.
He's all up in my face, so it's like, I mean, I have to kiss you now.
I know. Do you think he just did it like, let me shut up and calm her down, let me kiss you?
No, because she wasn't talking at the time.
So he just wanted it.
He just wanted it, and she did too. Because it wasn't just one of those. People are like, oh my God, I didn't want it. Like, oh, that's like, okay, the lips touch. Oh, I made a mistake. No, y'all were kissing.
Right,
okay.
I know. And then he tried to just talk about going back to work.
He's
like nothing
oh,
happened.
I guess Garrett needs me. Like,
just out here kissing people on the street.
We're not going to talk about that.
Good. I told you, Justin was being fast this week,
Lord,
and I didn't appreciate
he being,
it.
He, oh my God, he just swooped in. Like, right?
I think this was the plan the whole time.
No.
Yes, he knows MJ is a single woman. Who's longing
but she's
for,
not a single woman.
Well, at the time, prior to Lee, you know, Justin didn't know that
yeah.
this was going to happen, so he was like, I'm going to wear her down.
If this was he and Rhonda's plan all along, I'm telling you, I will be so upset.
I wouldn't put it past them. Mm. So the kiss was lovely. I admit,
mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm.
intrigued by it. but then on that high note, we leave Kara coming back from the Virgin Islands. She's tired. Now, you know, I've been a producer who has traveled, and all you want is somebody to check on you when you come back mm-hmm. and to be like, how was your trip? Are mm-hmm. you okay? Did work go well? You're tired. You're exhausted. You've given so much to other people.
Yes.
And you've had a long plane flight to think about everything, right. especially your relationship with young boys. Okay, young men.
How young is Orlando supposed to be? Let's be real. She's talking about him like he's 22 years old.
I know.
He looks like he's at least like late 30s. Like,
yeah,
I think so. Especially he's up for like a Hall of Fame MVP. Or like he's been in the game for a while. Like,
right. So we think Kara's like, what, early 40, like 40-ish.
40.
Right? And then he's
Orlando
like
Orlando has to be 35? No younger than 35.
Right, I know. But he's
What's
so
the problem,
young.
Kara?
She's trying to keep up appearances. I guess, you know, in her mind, she probably envisioned herself with someone more age-appropriate.
That is age-appropriate.
5 years? It's a little... I mean...
Once someone's 40 or 35, I mean, really, it's not like...
It's all the same.
It's not like someone's 16 who's 30. Like,
I know.
Y'all are 5 years apart.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, she's a mom. She's been married,
but
so...
But he's getting along with the kids. They love him.
I know.
There really is no problem with Orlando.
I know. She's just planting these seeds in her own head that have... sprouted into doubt.
That was a heartbreaking moment.
Oh my gosh. When she broke down. So Kara is like, listen, Orlando, I can't do this anymore. And unlike most dudes who'd be like, okay.
Bye. That was fun.
He kept on pushing to save their love.
Well, because she was hurting him. Like, this was a business arrangement.
That was harsh.
Really? Oh, we did what we came to do. Thank you. I'm in my poker game. I'm getting all the kudos at work. Thank you.
She went into tough producer mode. She was like, you know what? This is a problem I'm going to solve.
Yeah.
And this is the way I'm going to fix it. She tried to handle it without emotions until she broke down at the end.
I mean, he could look at her and be like, tell me you don't. Like, he knew.
He said, I've never said this to anyone. I love you. I was done.
Oh, my gosh.
If you never say I love you to someone and you say it
to me,
we together. We go together.
I love you too, boo.
Oh,
I love you too.
I'd be like, I've been waiting for you to
and
tell me that.
I will love you forever.
So do I book the wedding venue?
Yes.
Because we're together.
This is it.
Right.
Okay, this
yeah,
is it.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
But no, not Kara.
No.
Not Kara.
Why do you think she's so hard inside?
I don't, because she does not want to get hurt. But it's like, okay, yes, you've been hurt so many times. So what if you get hurt again? You'll just get hurt again. But if you don't, guess what? You don't. And this is the real deal.
So now you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be like, ooh, Orlando done broke up with the old lady.
And he's going to be all out in these streets. Like, really in these streets.
And she's going to see it on social media again.
Yes. And she's actually going to have something to be concerned about. Because he said, if you'd let me walk out that door, I am not coming back.
Have you ever had a fight like that with someone?
No, not that serious.
Me neither. That's harsh.
I
know. Look, and I love Orlando. Like, I was ready to throw myself on the ground just
yes.
for Kara. Like, to be, like, holding on to his leg.
Thank
like, please
you.
Don't go. Don't leave us.
And she just broke down.
I know. Sometimes you can't be that hard, Kara. Like, you gotta let people in.
No,
that
you let a good thing go.
And you know what's gonna happen, too? Her sons are gonna be resentful for
her son. I hope her son gives her a talk. I hope
right.
he, like, Mom, listen. You messed up.
Okay, for everybody.
For everybody.
Nobody's talking to me at school anymore. Well, I have no friends.
Right.
And no longer have a celebrity texting
mm-hmm.
me. Who's winning here? So
Nobody.
Kara gonna be... Okay, so when... In the scenes where Kara was with Orlando, I felt like she looked young. She looked vibrant.
She was happy.
In that scene, she just suddenly aged.
Ooh,
I was like, Kara... It's like the sadness just washed over her. Lisa, you're doing an amazing job.
She, right. Like, I was like, you can act. Yes,
girl,
Kara.
She acts.
Yes.
So, you know, Kara and Orlando break up, and I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
And Lee and MJ.
MJ
comes home. She's upset. She's kind of taking it out on
Lee. She is. Lee's just trying to...
make her happy.
Yes.
And which, you know, I don't
is.
Feel like Lee ever lashes out at her.
Ever.
I know, which was nice. Now that I think
yeah.
about it, it probably was the mature thing to step away, gather his thoughts.
That's true.
And then and let you know, he needs that space mm-hmm. in order to communicate clearly
right.
to her this is how he felt instead of speaking mm-hmm. like out of anger
yeah.
or just like... last minute emotion
mm-hmm.
but MJ she gets to drinking and starts lashing out and he's able to calm her down again.
Yes, he always does.
What I like that because some guys if you come in upset then it's gonna make him upset
mm-hmm.
and he's just not gonna
this
know how to talk
an
to
argument
you.
Yeah
and then we're
so
all gonna be upset
not effective at all
and Lee yeah. then says I never asked you what are your thoughts on having a baby.
Oh.
Lee. Thank you. I love you, Lee.
For realizing that. For coming to that conclusion yourself. For being so mature.
I know.
All the time. Like.
See, maybe that's where maturity plays a role. Like, maybe Orlando wouldn't have come to that conclusion. But yeah. I guess we'll never know now.
Oh, he'll be back.
You think Orlando will be back?
Oh, he's going to definitely be all up in the finale. I hope so.
That's true. He, you know, Kara has showed him these new moves that hopefully...
Oh, no. Don't take those moves out to the street, Orlando.
And she's going to die. She's going to be at home by herself eating popcorn, thinking about Orlando with these other girls. Mm-hmm. And checking Instagram.
All of it. Lord.
So Lee says something so beautiful to MJ. He's like... She explains to him, like, listen, this uterus ain't what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need some assistance. I'm not like your wife who just, you know, popped out two babies.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some help. And he says, look outside that window. New York is a big city. You can get anything you want.
Yes.
Lee.
And he was so supportive.
So supportive.
It's fine. We can make this work.
We can. I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. Do you know? I mean. That's amazing.
It is. I do feel like they kind of bypassed a huge conversation like, oh, we want kids together. It was just kind of like...
I mean, but that's what they seem to do. Like, they're like, let's move in together.
Let's do it.
Right.
Are we agreeing to this? We do want to have children. Okay, cool.
Right.
Like, would they ever have had this conversation if it weren't for his ex bringing up, will you be my baby daddy again?
That's true. But I mean, you know, I feel as you get older, things move a little bit quicker.
You're right.
So sometimes you're like, let's get to the point. We're moving in together, what? Okay. Baby, you want mine? Help me.
I'm married. Need some... You down for it? Okay. We got to do it.
Exactly. I already got the venue booked. I already got a Pinterest page. We ready to go.
So, that's so true.
It's true. So we're at our mid-season finale. Mm-hmm. We have one more episode left.
One more episode.
Okay. What are your predictions for this season wrap up next week?
Oh my God. Well, we saw the preview, girl. So we see that MJ and Justin are going to be a little steamy. I saw a little dress strap dropping. Are y'all hooking up in the office now? So obviously she and Justin get down. Little tension in office romance. And so obviously she's going to mess it up with Lee. I don't know if he's going to find out. I don't know if she's going to tell him. I don't know. I'm looking forward to that moment. But she's going to have this. She's got to pick. Well, I don't know. Lee might leave her. So, but she's going to mess it up. She's going to hook up with Justin. And Lee's going to be like, I'm done.
Now, yes, we did see that. Do you think she's going to tell Lee that she and Justin have had this encounter?
I think Lee's
going to
find out
somewhere.
Through something.
Through her actions. Because you know what? You know
actions.
When you're guilty about something?
Right.
And the person who's with you all the time, they know your movements.
Like,
and he's going to recognize. And then she goes around throwing things. Always lashing out.
Yeah, you're going to throw a mug at my face.
Right. And you know, Lee is not like that. He's always very chill, very calm, cool, and collected.
She's going to push him... I think we're going to see Lee get real angry. We haven't seen that side.
That's true. She thinks Lee's a punk, but he's about to show her, I ain't no punk.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then Miss Rhonda, she's just, the shadiness was going to go to another level.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think we're definitely going to find out what Justin has really been up to. Because I don't believe.
You really think there's something that's going to be revealed about Justin?
He is doing something shady. I think, you know, here it is. MJ was doing so good. She was a faithful woman. She was a one-man woman.
So you don't think any of his actions are sincere?
No, I do not. I do not.
Okay, what if it's like one of all those romantic comedies, like, oh, you know, I was brought in to mess it up. This was the plan, but I fell in love with you.
Nope. Okay. I don't trust Justin. Justin, right. I don't trust you. Told you about them eyes. Even in the comments today, somebody said, don't trust the men with them devil eyes, okay? I'm not saying the devil eyes, but I'm just saying somebody else said it. That's what I had heard on the comments today.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like Justin's motives, here it is, MJ was doing so well. She came to New York to make a change in her life.
She did. And she's making changes. She's doing well at work.
See, Justin, he built her up only to break her down, and that's what he's doing now. And I don't appreciate it, Justin. That's wrong, because she was doing so well. Now, look, throwing things, having tantrums. She's back to the old MJ.
I'm in Justin's corner. Bye, Lee.
Well, let us know what you think.
Yes.
Because I want to hear your thoughts on what you think is going to happen in this mid-season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for watching tonight. And please stay tuned for our next mid-season finale next week. We'll have all the girls back, Paris and McCall.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned and catch me on Instagram, Snapchat, on Twitter. My name is Sahai. You can catch me at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsahai. And you?
And you can catch me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness. Lioness with a Y, Sarah with an H. And also on Instagram, Sarah_Lioness.
That's right. Well, thank you again. Stay tuned for our next episode of Being Mary Jane After Show on Black Hollywood Live. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.